91X News.
It's 19 degrees and cloudy at 3 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Lindsay Cook. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has kicked off a debate in the House of Commons over whether Canada should ratify the Paris Accord on climate change. He says to help reach Canada's target, the federal Liberal government will establish a floor price on carbon pollution of $10 a ton in 2018, rising to $50 a ton by 2022. Trudeau says provinces and territories will have the choice of putting a direct price on carbon pollution or adopt a cap-and-trade system. Conservative environment critic Ed Fast is accusing the government of taking a sledgehammer approach to the issue. Ontario Premier Kathleen Wynne says she wants public consultation as the Liberal government overhauls the province's water-taking permit program. Ontario's opposition parties have been calling on the government to include public input, and Wynne said today there is absolutely a place for that as a part of the review. Wynne says the review needs to look at the culture of bottled water, which has changed in the past several decades, and how to protect the natural resource.
It is life-giving. It is critical that in Ontario, where we have so much clean water, that we protect that, that we be good stewards of the land.
Currently, Ontario charges companies just $3.71 for every million liters of water after they pay a permit fee of $750 for low or medium risk water takings, or $3,000 for high risk. First Nations and environmental groups want the federal government to revisit its approval of British Columbia's Site C Dam, which they say would threaten a national park that is a World Heritage Site. They say the situation is so serious they will ask UNESCO investigators to put Wood Buffalo National Park in Alberta on its list of threatened sites. Chief Steve Court O'Roy of the Milhikiso Cree First Nation says hydro development in BC has dried out the area so much that his people can't get into parts of their traditional territory by boat. Allison Woodley of the Canadian Parks and Wilderness Society says the region is threatened by the cumulative effects of several dams as well as the upstream oil sands development. UNESCO investigators have been in Alberta visiting the national park and talking to the government, industry, and scientific presenters. The UNESCO team is to report in November, and the agency is to rule on Wood Buffalo next summer. Kris Jenner indicated her daughter was doing okay, giving a thumbs-up signal when a reporter asked how Kim Kardashian West was faring after being held up at gunpoint. Kim Kardashian West was unharmed after being robbed at gunpoint of more than $10 million worth of jewelry inside a private Paris residence Sunday night, police official said. A spokeswoman for Kardashian West said the reality TV star, who was in Paris attending Fashion Week shows, was badly shaken but physically unharmed after masked men dressed as police officers also tied her up in the flat's bedroom before fleeing the scene. A police officer said five assailants who were still at large stole a jewelry box containing valuables worth 6.7 million as well as a ring worth 4 million euros. In a message to the Associated Press, the Paris prosecutor's official said that only two of the five suspects forced their way into the apartment, located in the chic 8th district of the French capital. That's QNET News on 91X. To 304 in sports. The Wellington Dukes beat the Markham Royals 4-1, as the Wellingtons are playing the Spirit next Thursday in Stouffville. The Trenton Golden Hawks saw their ninth game winning streak snapped in a 4-2 loss to the Whippy Fury. Trenton hosts the Kingston Voyagers this Friday. Coburg Cougars will be facing the Newmarket Hurricanes tonight at 7 o'clock. Blue Jays scored a 2-1 victory against the Boston Red Sox last night, entering them into their wild card game next Tuesday against the Baltimore Orioles. The Minnesota Vikings put their undefeated record on the line as they hosted the New York Giants tonight in the NFL action. The Vikings have a 3-0 record, largely without the help of injured running back Adrian Peterson. The Giants are off to a 2-1 start of the season. The verdict in Maria Sharapova's appeal against a 2-year doping ban will be announced tomorrow by the Court of Arbitration for Sport. Sharapova challenged an International Tennis Federation ban imposed after she tested positive for a banned substance at the Australian Open. Sharapova acknowledged taking melatonin before each match in Melbourne, claiming that she was not aware it had been banned by the World Anti-Doping Agency. Send us your team or league scores and email us at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Today is going to be a high of 19 degrees with cloud. Tonight is going to be partly cloudy with fog patches developing after midnight and a low of 12. Tomorrow will be a mix of sun and cloud with a bit of fog in the morning and a high of 20. At 3:06, it's 18 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Lindsay Cook, News on 91X, next at 4:00.